Hello, well, welcome to Geeks Are Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. We have Bill.
Hello.
And we also have Anthony.
Hi, everyone.
And this time we also have Joey.
Hey.
Who are you?
Who am I?
No.
Joey.
Me. I'm here. I'm a real boy.
Ooh.
And then we have myself, yeah. Anna.
And then we also have an Anna.
Hello. And if you want to give us a call or contact us at all, you can contact our contact information is at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you can contact us by phone at 801-896-4335, or that spells geek. And you can also visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you can get our podcast early. You can also gain access to our Discord channels if you'd like to talk to us. And what is next week, Bill?
The live show.
What's going to happen with the live show?
People can call in or hop on and chat with us while we record.
On Podbean?
On Podbean. Okay. You have to do it through the Podbean, either the app or the browser. So you have to have a Podbean account.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah. For them, I got it.
Makes it a two-way interaction.
We can talk to people.
I mean, it sort of was. Last time it wasn't. The test stream didn't go so well.
Hey, the test stream went okay. You chatted with the person. They chatted with you. I figured out what the problems kind of sort of were.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
We're doing it live. Literally.
So, Bill, do we have an exact time and that day? That
Wednesday. What is the date of Wednesday?
December 18th.
Then we're going to start it at 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
What is that in GMT?
12 hours difference.
No.
13 hours difference.
No.
52
like
hours
six
difference.
6 or 7 depending on
everyone. Everyone listening is like, what is Mountain Standard Time?
Let me open up my clock. Oh, I need to turn off the quickies.
And that's the other thing. So if you subscribe to us on Podbean, you also get your notification when we go live. Or if you're on the app during that time, then it goes, hey, these people are live. So yeah. So we had somebody actually hop on when we were doing a test run.
So mark your calendars, folks.
Yes.
So you said 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
That is like 1 a.m. in London, so
there you go.
We probably aren't going to get any European people unless they're up really late.
They could be,
but yeah, if you're up late and you have nothing else to do, well, we'll be here.
Or you could have us on the background and chat with us while we
while you're trying to
go to
sleep.
You can multitask, just don't drive, or you could be trying to go to sleep or waking up. Hey, waking up at 1 o'clock is awesome. Your day gets knocked out so early.
I bet.
I'm waking up. Okay, it depends on when you went to sleep. Yeah. On when waking up at 1 a.m. is a good thing. If you went to sleep at like 12 a.m. or 11 p.m. and you just got woken up at 1 a.m. for a stupid reason, then you can't go back to bed. It's not so good anymore.
Oh, okay.
In my experience.
Just more caffeine.
Yeah.
So Anthony,
all the caffeine. Hmm?
I have something.
What do you have?
So what defines a cyborg?
Mm-hmm. We're doing this again, huh?
We're totally doing this again.
I don't even remember what my definition was anymore.
Anthony's was that it had to be like electronics integrated with like
not even electronics,
flesh,
just
like non-removable
artificial
or something.
Okay. What about is Iron Man a cyborg?
Because of his heart, yes.
Okay, after Iron Man 3, is Iron Man a cyborg?
Once he gets the tritium reactor removed from his chest.
I would say no.
So with his awesome suit, is the Iron Patriot a cyborg?
I don't know. What's the Iron Patriot?
Brody.
No, he is a Gundam. No.
Oh. But he can't walk without the suit.
So?
He's a crippled Gundam.
Is it permanently attached to him?
You can get out of it if you want.
Right, so not a cyborg.
So it has to be permanently attached or has to be inside of them?
I think it has to, like, it could be something that could detach, but it's generally, like, inside of them and, like,
Is Bill driving a car a cyborg?
So, like, for example, like, if they had an arm, like, you got, your arm got, like, cut off or something. So, let's say they had a cyborg, like, they had an arm that looked like a human arm, mm-hmm. like, with the fake skin graft and everything. But it was, like, attached at a certain point where you could take it off to, like, clean the connections or something like that. Or let's say it's not, like, fully waterproof and you want to go swimming. So, I would still consider that a cyborg. Because you still have, like, on the other end, you still have, like, the interfacing thing.
Okay. How about, is Ripley from Alien at the end of the movie, is she a cyborg?
I don't remember that movie enough to tell you one or the other.
She hops into a mech suit, basically. Kind of like what Ford is apparently working towards.
Okay, I don't call that's not a cyborg.
They're not cyborgs?
No.
Exoskeleton?
Does it count as a cybernetic enhancement? Maybe not cyborg, but cybernetic enhancement.
I don't know.
I don't know. I do like the idea of mechs and mech suits. Like, I saw a trailer a while back of guys who wanted to build, like, mechs out of, like, forklifts and stuff and battle them. And it sounds amazing.
And there is, people can build them. Companies are actually working to put them on the assembly lines. So you have these suits that you can get into, and it helps you be able to lift more, do more work at construction.
I like that. At the same time, I don't know if I do, because then they're expecting people to be able to lift 500 pounds, because they're like, your suit can do it, but like, what if something goes wrong while you're lifting 500 pounds?
That's where you have the safety features. Because let's say the suit suddenly can't lift this, or, you know, breaks down, it could freeze. The suit is still holding it, and you can get out of the suit.
But I feel like it could cause some unsafe conditions. Like, let's say this guy's used to throwing, you know, hundreds of pounds of bricks around at a time like they're nothing, and then he accidentally throws hundreds of pounds of bricks on somebody.
Oh.
So, like, the accidents, I feel, would just be amplified.
So, you have to have more safety around these. It's just like construction.
You got to get certified to run the suits. Like, you have to get certified for heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm.
That could help. I guess if you have, like, a cyber suit, you could have, like, a heads-up display or something that could help as well. Like, hey, there's a person over there. Don't throw stuff that way.
Yeah, you start having AR with all this.
Oh, yeah. It could, like, not let you throw bricks that way. That could work.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I like it.
Yeah, I never said it was a bad thing. I don't think it's a cyborg. Yeah, exoskeleton suits are cool. Especially if you can't walk.
So it's almost like being a superhero, like, just by, like, wearing a suit.
Like a cyborg?
No. No.
I'm on your page, Bill. I want to be a cyborg.
No.
Can I get one with, like, flippers and, like, an oxygen tank, and then I could, like, scuba dive really fast or something?
Why not?
I could be Flipper.
So make sure you don't go, like, don't come up too fast. Otherwise, you'll get the bends.
Or you have to have that liquid.
It won't matter if I have an enclosed suit. I could be Flipper.
Yeah.
It's like a personal submarine.
Just make sure you don't go lower than the suit can withstand, because otherwise you're going to be a pancake.
The suit will take care of that.
Yes, it will. It will make you a pancake. And the water pressure.
So Ford's doing this. What are they using it for?
And BMW and Audi and Boeing.
So are they using it to, like, are they, like, they're like, screw the assembly line. We don't need cars to move automatically. We'll have our employees lift them over their heads.
Why not?
And walk them to the next station. Like, what? Is it so that one guy can pick up an engine and put it in a car? Or, like, What's the end game here? Just people being able to hoist things?
So, random tangent. I'm getting a real, like, like Gordon Freeman vibe from him.
Yeah, the guy wearing it's got the glasses.
He's got the glasses. He's looking off to the side.
Shorter hair. Yeah,
he's
just
got, like,
needs
the
crowbar.
Suit that's kind of like the hazmat suit.
All he needs is a crowbar, man.
He might have it in the other hand. You don't know.
Yeah, that cybernetically enhanced hand. Cyborg hand.
Okay, I quit.
He'll be able to hit you with that crowbar so hard.
This
or
is also
with
my last
a lot
week.
Of force.
No.
How about the Hyundai with their exoskeleton robot help assembly line workers too? Yeah, there's all
See,
sorts
that
of...
picture, it looks like there's a person just holding that car up, but there are some robot arms holding the car as well.
True. So the robots are coming, but we are controlling them. They're not taking our jobs.
For now, well...
It depends on how much AI people want to allow in.
There's no battery, and...
Okay, so there's different ones.
Yeah.
So that's things. There are different ones. There are ones that provide extra power, so you do more... And there's ones that there's no power, just the idea of you twisting the certain way, it reduces the weight that you, or increases the amount of weight you can pick up, kind of like a pulley system.
Right. So it's gonna help you with directing the force. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that totally sounds like it's out of Star Wars, but yeah, it's gonna help direct the force that you're exerting on something. And it has its own joints so that you don't overextend or hurt yourself. So it's to prevent injury as well.
Yeah.
That's a pretty light suit, though. It's a full exosuit, and it only weighs 5.5 pounds.
And this is Hyundai's.
So how does it, like, does it just sense the movements that you're doing and just kind of, like...
Well, it's like I said, it's like a pulley system. So I start pulling on this rope to pick up this very, very heavy object. That's how it would, it lessens up the load as I run through the various pulleys. Mm.
I've also seen these ideas used for... things like moving furniture. So there's a pair of straps that you can get, and they just go like on your shoulders, essentially.
Because you can hold more weight.
And you cinch them up, and they have these little like L-shaped brackets that kind of go by on your palms. And you put those L brackets onto the furniture, and so the weight is transferred up the strap and directly into your core instead of onto your arms and out away from your body where you're going to like tweak your lower back or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes you... hold the load on your core instead of injuring yourself with a weird movement. So I think a lot of these are similar ideas to that. If you're wearing the exoskeleton, you're going to be forced to lift with your legs. You're probably not going to be able to bend your back in the exoskeleton.
And only $3,500. That's like...
Yeah, $3,500 is nothing.
Is that the...
I mean, if you prevent one, like...
For the Hyundai...
One injury, if you prevent one of those, that's going to save you quite a few of those.
Oh, yeah. You could buy more just by preventing that one injury.
One back surgery is expensive.
And they're apparently ready to go. The first... Ready for this word?
What?
Cyborg vests will be available this month.
Man, Anthony, you walked right into that. You should consider getting one of these cyber suits to protect you from injury. That's cool. I like that idea. I mean, I also want to be able to like go all hulked out and like flip a car, but I like the idea of not getting a back injury too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're comparable. It's the trade-offs.
Yeah.
So is this like, how much is it to get one of like those powered ones? And can I buy one for like personal use? Can I go throw rocks at my neighbor or something? Well, boulders, I guess.
Well, right now, it's so many big name companies. I'm not expecting...
Are these big name companies like Boeing? Am I going to be able to get like a rocket suit?
And like NASA?
Can I be Iron Man?
In the Army?
Is that what's coming next?
Maybe. They haven't said.
Opportunities, man.
Yeah. There's all those secrets. They're super soldiers with their cybernetic suits. We'll have a cyborg military.
I mean, that's already coming. Haven't you seen the videos that Boston Dynamics puts out? Those things are crazy. Mm-hmm. They used to just be like a pack animal, and they're like, yeah, look, we can kind of kick it, and it stumbles, and it corrects its gait, but like... Now it's like, oh, it does parkour, and...
Are you talking about the dog-looking thing? Like, the scary-looking dog-looking thing?
Yeah, they used to have one called Dog, and it was just like a pack animal. They're like, it can carry 200 pounds and traverse whatever kind of terrain you throw at it. And then they had another one, which was like an RC car of sorts, but it could, like, launch itself on top of buildings, like multiple-story buildings. And then they started doing, like, biped and monopod robots... And now they have one that's like Dog, but it has a little like crane llama arm head. Yeah, that one. And it's got like a little like a grabber type mouth on the arm, and it can open doors. It can like spot. Do all sorts of crap. It can jump. It can roll over.
I know why I'm terrified of this.
Why? I think I might know why, but what do you think?
It wasn't okay. Like a... Was it Black Mirror?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They were smaller. They were still, much more dangerous. I forgot what the name of the episode was, actually.
Yeah, they advertise these ones for, like, construction site jobs and stuff because you could program them to do things like bring tools or materials or bricks or bags of things, and they're rechargeable and they have a swappable battery pack.
And also to go into buildings that have collapsed.
Yeah. They could be good for a teardown. So that arm, it doesn't just have to be a grabber. It could have attachments. So you could have a Sawzall on it or a grinder bit or whatever.
Well, and that's if you want to put the attachment, because sometimes it could just go in just to survey the area.
Yeah. And so there's all sorts of options. And they can hold a whole bunch of weight. So there's all sorts of options with them.
Send a bunch in, they lift up the building just enough.
Yeah.
And the episode is called Metalhead.
Oh, that could totally work, too. That seems like a very expensive use of the robots. But
hey, you just get a few dozen of them.
They could place hydraulic jacks or something, too. But yeah, they're very, very useful, very, like, a ton of options for them. The biped ones freak me out a little bit just because, like, they move so smoothly. They have a video of the biped running through like a parkour course and it like jumps up stairs and flips between boxes and stuff. And it is insanely smooth. Like, I don't think even like gymnasts would be this smooth.
Was that all like, predefined moves, or does it just say run along this general course, but decide what you want
to
do?
I'm sure some of it had to be a little bit predefined, but the thing, like, there's no way that you could like line up a robot perfectly with the physical world and have it do these things. But right now it's like doing somersaults, flipping around, does a twist, does like air splits. It can spin in a 360. It stuck the landing, put its arms up. These things are just getting insane. So yeah, as you can see, I mean, I'm sure these are like scripted somehow, but there's so many little movements that it does to correct it and like make sure it lands perfectly and keep its balance that it's impressive. I could see one of these chasing someone down, like, oh, hey, get back here. Pick up that can, you know?
Mm-hmm. Be a lot safer. Less people in danger. Send out the robots. Let them be helpful. Let's see. We'll sidetrack. Less segue-ish. Deplex.
Way less scary automation.
What?
The Plex Home Media Server. They also have, I guess you have an account, you sign in, but now they have a free ad-supported streaming service, and they're releasing it in over 200 countries.
And this is direct competition against Roku's.
I'm looking at the movie list right now.
Roku and...
Roku has a free one, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hulu has a free one, right?
No. They have one you pay for that you get ads, and they have a more expensive one you pay for that you don't get ads.
Is Hulu not free at all anymore?
Hulu is not free at all.
Oh, because it used to be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I use Plex a lot. I really enjoy them. They have a thing that they were pushing a while ago called Web Shows. You can hook up to different web shows and get like a feed of them, essentially like an RSS feed of different web TV shows or series that you've been following. This is definitely different though, and they have actual content and movies and stuff.
Kind of weird movies though.
Yeah, it's very hodgepodge, and like probably not movies that you'd go out of your way to go watch.
I don't know, Apocalypse Now is pretty awesome.
Yeah, they've got some decent ones, but I actually accidentally stumbled across this because I messed up my Plex server, and so the actual server was offline, and it was like, hey, while you're offline, you can watch these streaming for free, and I was like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll have to dig deeper, because I was busy fixing my Plex server, so once I got it fixed, I kind of was sidetracked and never went back and looked, but I'll have to take a deeper dive into this.
I know, because you already paid. Did you pay for the lifetime?
Yeah, I have a Plex Pass lifetime.
Me as well.
It's a worthwhile investment, but they do have What is a Plex Pass, like $5 a month or something?
Yeah, you have the ability to do a monthly one.
Yeah, so you can pay month to month, and the month to month allows you to run your own server, and also allows you access to some of their content. They have some discounts and stuff too, so you can get some decent money off of like a Western Digital hard drive, and then they have a few other promotional things. But I think the Plex Pass is definitely worth it, especially when it goes to lifetime.
You also get music, podcasts, all those other fun things.
They have Terminator. I clicked on it, and it had like a minute ad.
Yeah.
But other than that, it seems fine. I don't know how many are in the middle, but yeah. So back to music. They do have like music you can do. They keep pushing Tidal so much, and it's me.
I really hate. I hate push it. Tidal. I've disabled that.
Tidal would be fine, but it's expensive.
Oh.
Even yeah. for the. The normal one, the one that's not high fidelity.
And I don't think it's that good. I tried Tidal. I had a free 3-month pass on it, and I was like, okay, let's try this out. I thought YouTube Music was better.
I'm
just saying something.
I know it is.
I'm just getting tired of these services all popping up and trying to do the same thing. Like, at a certain point, it's just exhausting.
Well, okay, but it's also not bad because having so many, it means that everyone must have the better quality.
Competition is good, but there's a lot of competition. There's Pandora, there's Spotify, there's YouTube Music, there used to be Google Play Music, Google likes to compete with themselves, there's iTunes, there's Tidal, there's Amazon Prime Music.
That's the best thing. That means you get to choose which one you want, and the biggest thing it has to work on...
Special effects were weird, man. This thing will move so badly.
Oh, are you talking about Terminator?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie.
The opening
special effects.
Scene is like there's a ship it's flying like around, a CG and it's type. Like the ship goes like this, stops, clearly visibly goes like this, like slanting down, and then slowly moves forward, but like kind of jerky.
And you see the wires?
I don't know. The wires,
it looks rough.
Anyways, I'm sorry being distracted.
Yeah, it's Terminator. It's loud.
It looks like they have some decent selection, though, for, like, straight out of the gate.
They have Ghost in the Shell on there?
Ghost in the Shell 2.0.
What is that?
And Lord of War. Lord of War is...
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I did see it on here, though.
It has Jared Leto.
Now you have a chance.
And it's a good Nicolas Cage movie?
I don't know. If I don't spend my next, like, 20 hours watching The Mandalorian, I think your girlfriend might kill me.
They have Next Avengers, the movie, so featuring Ultron. I don't know if that's worth watching.
It's an animated.
Yeah.
They barely got the rights to it from Disney.
Like a kid's show?
Apocalypse Now?
Yeah. There's some decent stuff on
the
there.
The original Overboard? Teen Wolf. Come on. It's always fun to see a werewolf playing basketball.
Ted told me. He rewatched that recently. And it ruined some childhood nostalgia that he had. And he was like, man, all these people are idiots, and they're just, like, friends with this werewolf now, and it's cool, because he's the cool kid.
Yeah, because he grew a bunch of hair, and he's really good at sports now. Yeah,
I remember when he was watching that.
I've never actually seen Teen Wolf.
The music was really awful, especially, like, when he was watching that just recently. So, yeah, if you have nostalgia and want to watch it, it's...
No. I don't know my entire idea. Do not go back and rewatch anything from your childhood. It ruins. Leave it in that nice,
not necessarily.
Shiny.
Oh no. Sometimes they're okay.
I'm on. So if you watched it recurring growing up, lot, then you're gonna have a.
It'll have a.
Well, how old were you when Star Wars came out?
The thing is the old Star Wars were great. The
right, but that's.
But
I
rewatch Star Wars like Jerry
the
said.
Prequels
I rewatch them.
Horrible.
Oh, okay.
So. Sam grew up watching episode 1 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her mom liked it or something, so we ended up watching a lot of, they watched a lot of episode 1. We rewatched it recently, and the CG on that, when the, all the clones are, like, rolling in, and there's, like, the rolling hills and all the big battle tank things, that CG is horrible. It is, like, the worst thing.
It's because they went with CG instead of
The practical effects.
Yeah. Now that's what makes
the old Star Wars look great with the practical effects.
Until they throw in the CG. Because they brought it, yeah. They added the new effects, and they added they even added additional lines to Han Solo shot first.
Yeah, yeah. The few little changes that they tweaked
They added it again. Now that it's on Disney Plus, they made another change.
Oh, no. Really? They needed to stop. So I had some of this nostalgia happen to me. I decided I wanted to watch an episode of Ed, Edd n Eddy. And I was like, yeah, like I remember the show. I didn't remember that the animation was so jagged and jerky, mm-hmm. and they were made out of squiggly lines essentially that like move the whole time that the show was going. I had totally.
And that was their style though. That's what they actually meant to do.
I know, but I had completely blanked that out. And so I went into it and I like my nostalgia and like remembering I was like, it's gonna be smooth animation, you know, it'll be nice and clean. And I was like, what is happening? Is this like a fan made thing? No, it's legit how it looked.
I felt that way with Rugrats. Like when I went back and rewatched Rugrats, it was like one of the best shows ever on Nickelodeon. And to be able to kind of watch that again and see how that was animated. It was definitely different.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Well, especially the first few seasons of Rugrats. Like, the later seasons weren't too bad.
It's like South Park, if you go back.
South Park.
Ooh. South Park was actually, like, little movie characters.
The first few seasons of South Park are something special, but boy, is the animation and stuff rough.
Have you seen the pilot episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super rough. It's a very polished show now, which is weird to say for something like South Park.
Didn't they use like paper cutouts?
Yeah,
like
for the first one.
When they
still do
for the pilot.
They still do.
Do they?
And then they it's just they're very good at it now, and they have a lot of assets and like art, and so like they can build a character, and all the things are very very smooth.
I would have thought they don't. It's not computerized.
I thought they CG.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
CG
now.
It might be computerized now, but
yeah, because they make episodes in like less than 7 days. Yeah, actually, sometimes less than a day.
They're very quick,
and then sometimes they have to change the plot of an entire episode because something didn't pan out like you thought it would.
Yeah,
that's true.
Then you have like a day to do it,
or hours.
Yeah, that was rough for them. Oh, this one. We're talking about this now?
We're totally talking about this.
All right. So Windows 7 end of life is in like January or something. January 14th.
I guess that makes sense because they had the stepchild that was Windows 8 in the middle there.
Yeah. But so there's still a lot of like Windows 10 only just surpassed the market share for over Windows 7 like sometime this year. I don't remember. It's in the article somewhere, but. So there's still a lot of people on Windows 7, and basically after January 14th, they get this full screen pop-up that says, Windows 7 is at its end of life. Please upgrade.
They're not even being nice about it. They're not like all the previous ones.
And this will, like, you can just click, like, remind me later or don't remind me again, but still.
Full screen.
They want you to know that you're going to be vulnerable.
Yep.
Well, I never looked at the comments on this.
The thing is Microsoft builds these, and then they have to support them for so long, and it costs them a ton of money to keep supporting them. It costs people a lot of money to have those vulnerabilities, and so it's in their best interest to get off that platform.
I wonder how big the market share for XP is.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's... Though I'm not even sure. Are they still doing the free upgrade?
I don't think so. I think that ended a while ago, so it cost people some money. Plus, if you're still kicking around on 7, your hardware might not handle 10 the best. 7 hardware was decent, but...
Well, 10 used less space, so than 7. They kind of tweaked some...
I actually think you'd be better off on 10, in all honesty. Unless you have installed one of those like Streamline 7s that you could find places.
But yeah, so
there's people on here telling to try out like Linux too.
Yeah. Okay, if you're gonna move to Linux, it's different. It's not your, you know, that's the thing I have to give Windows over and Microsoft.
It depends on what you're after. Okay, if you only want like a web browser or something, Linux would be fine.
But it's still a little bit of learning.
A bit,
you know, people
but...
complain about the versions of Windows and they major changes. Like, changing to a completely different operating system is a totally different change.
I don't know. At the same time, though, like Windows is getting really, really friendly with, or I guess Microsoft is getting very friendly with Linux. So they have one of their Office apps is on there now. You can get Teams on Linux now.
I didn't know that.
You can
just started.
You can get SQL Server on Linux. You can get all sorts of stuff on Linux now, and it's Microsoft apps. And so they're being pretty welcoming to Linux at this point. Plus, I mean, if you go, you know, out of the box, someone who's familiar with Windows, maybe they use the Windows key, type something in to search, you know, that functionality is going to exist on Linux as well. So they have the system clock. Something might be in a slightly different place, but I don't think there's any crazy, crazy curveballs.
Plus, but I feel like Linux is a little, you know, less of that, oh, just kind of, it just works sometimes. Well, Windows is, you know, has that protection a lot.
I don't know. Every time my mom or my dad buys a new laptop or something, they are so upset that their Microsoft Office isn't installed on the new one. Linux comes with LibreOffice. So if you're used to it, it comes with it. Many distros.
Yeah, but Microsoft Office is still the best Office.
It definitely is. But
I mean, everyone has tried. I have tried plenty of the others,
in
too.
In all honesty, like, I prefer, like, I haven't tried LibreOffice in, like, 2 or 3 years, but I preferred Google Docs over it still. I
couldn't get into it. It just so many, I had so many things. I expected so much more power from it. I expected certain capabilities. And just even,
I said PowerPoint, like, all the alternative, like, Microsoft has that in the bag still. Google Drives is kind of okay now, but
And Microsoft finally straightened out the using your application with across a SharePoint or OneDrive or something like that.
Yeah.
And letting everybody edit it at the exact same time. You're not in the browser, in the full app. Microsoft locked that down finally, and when they did, they screened past everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not limited to the browser. You can get it on the desktop, and it's like, you don't even need like the latest and greatest version of Office either. It just has to be slightly new.
I think you can go all the way back to 16.
I think that's what I have it work. So yeah, 16 or 17, one of the two.
I don't think there's 17.
Well, then it's 16.
There's 19.
That's not 19,
guys. It's almost 2020. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one's gonna need glasses next year. The future is 2020.
That's so dumb.
I know, I just blew my famous last words.
a lot of the eye places around here, that's like in their commercials, like all over on all the ads.
The future is 2020.
No, it's just like, make 2020 the year you can see or something like that.
Oh.
2020
glasses.
That has
made me consider getting LASIK, though.
So, you know how the 2000 glasses were great, and then they worked clear until 2009?
And then they still kept doing that.
You think they're going to do them for 2020?
Duh.
Yeah. Are they going to offset it so that at least you're looking through the zeros instead of looking through the one? Like on the new ones?
Do you think the two is going to be on your nose?
It would have to be.
It doesn't have to be. It should be. It
has to.
Yeah, you'll have to look at it. But, yeah.
Which is also, side note off of this that's not in the show notes, China is actually, you know how, okay, let's step back and go through a little few things that have happened. So, America is freaking out about TikTok because, OMG, they're a Chinese-based social media. They may be spying on us. Well, China has retaliated. In the next 5 or 6 years, they're expecting to remove all non-Chinese operating systems from their country.
They're going the North Korea route. That's crazy.
Because, you know, well, these American, you know, Windows, an American company, it might be spying on them, so they need to support their own country and not let the spies. Basically, the internet and all of our computer things are starting to start break down by region of world.
So, I don't like that, but I'm just trying to think of, you know, what's a Chinese operating system, and I think they have, like, Palm OS?
So, oh, okay, like, what is an operating system? Okay, I thought you meant, like, what would it look like, because the North Korean one, I think, actually...
North Korean is
actually
a,
pretty good.
It's a Linux distro.
And it works pretty good. Like, obviously, you don't want to use it, because
it's called Red Star OS.
Yeah.
The Neo Kylin?
Hmm.
That's the one they're trying to move to. That's the most popular one in China.
Interesting.
Is it based off of anything?
It is Chinese made OS.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I know. If it's based off of Unix, like everything else is,
including Mac,
everything.
I guess Windows is too a little bit.
Wait, if they, I mean, they build all the hardware, so I really doubt they'll have a hard time
planning this for a while. I didn't realize how long they've been planning this. They're just hanging out new news about this. This is the article I literally just found was from 2015, but what I heard was something much more recently. So they've been talking about doing this for quite some time.
I think they'll have a decent amount of work to do to get, you know, a cutting-edge OS, but at the same time, they build all the hardware, they write a lot of the drivers for it. I don't think it'll be too bad for them.
So they're supposed to ditch all Windows PCs by 2022.
That is ambitious as hell.
Yes. They're like, I think 2020 is 25% of them.
So that's only government, though.
Right.
But they're also trying, obviously, they're going to trickle it down.
But the goal specifically for this is just government. I say
Okay, but that's the other thing. That still is going to include a lot of the gaming companies, a lot of the movie production companies, because the gaming companies are heavily supported in China. So we're talking about Penny Arcade? Well, is that the...
Tencent.
Tencent, yeah.
They a lot of them are state-owned, so that'll be interesting. I wonder if that counts or if it's specifically government.
Pretty sure. If they are freaking out about the idea of must be keep internal, like the America is over TikTok, which I still think is stupid. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's just say TikTok's monitoring us. Congratulations.
So is Facebook.
And Google. And
Google and Bing.
Yeah,
and
you don't need to go overseas to have your company monitor you.
You can have them monitor you without having the stuff installed.
Yay!
Yeah, any website you visit can monitor you. They have tracking cookies. So, I mean, really, changing your entire operating system is a lot of work. Plus, there's people will write bugs for it. All sorts of stuff.
So it is a Linux distro.
That's what I thought. I don't know. It'd be hard to make up something that's not...
Not impossible, but definitely difficult.
It would be hard.
So they're supposed to do 25% of the computers by 2020.
What time in 2020?
Well, no, they're just going to hit. By the end of 2020, they're going to have 25 of the computers.
25 computers?
25%.
Okay.
All 25 of them. They only have 100 computers.
All back 25. To North Korea.
Yes. They're going to have 25% of them upgraded. Next year, they're going to aim for 25 to 35, and the next year, they're going to hit the remainder amount. So by the end of 2022, they're going to have all 100. So 2022 is supposed to be the big push. Oh, actually, I read that backwards. So 2022 is 20%. 2021 is 50%. So 2021 is the big year for them.
That's cool. I hope it goes well for them.
Yeah. So Linux may grow.
Yeah. And I mean, where it's just moving from Windows to Linux, that's not the craziest
transition. Well, and the hardware.
Well, I mean, Linux has great hardware support. It's not like how it used to be.
Well, I'm saying that they're swapping out the computers too. They're not just switching out operating systems.
So one second. Are they going for completely Chinese-made components? Because
they already are.
Well, I mean, some of it may be manufactured there, but your processing, like your silicone, is AMD, Intel.
Don't forget Huawei.
I guess you have Huawei, but do they make actual processors, or are they purchasing ARM? Because their ARM 8.
No, they got pushed out with because of that trade issue. They actually had to start making all their own stuff.
Interesting. I mean. Maybe they'll have some decent stuff, but I think the American companies are pretty far out in the lead there.
I don't know. That's the thing about having... That's why I dislike this so much, is it's going to stutter evolution and the technology advancements.
Stifle innovation. Yeah,
those are the words. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Stutter advancement.
We can just play that back.
Yeah.
Actually, don't play that back. No. But this could, you know, this is good for maybe this could bring out new operating systems. You know, Microsoft is good, and maybe because they're moving over to Linux, maybe their Office will work.
I'm just seeing this as Linux creep, and I'm loving it. Linux is going to take over the world. But it's kind of scary, because then everything's based on the same kernel.
It doesn't have to be. There's different kernels that you could use.
Well, I mean, you have Unix under the hood, right? And Mac OS is on Unix, and Windows is getting really friendly with Linux, which is Unix, so...
It's all Unix anyways.
It is. It's all coming back around.
We'll bring back OS, too.
Nah, we left that there for a reason.
How are you guys programming in BASIC?
Never tried.
Well, might want to brush up.
Why is that?
No, just because. You know, if we're going back
it's
around.
It's coming back around. It's we're almost back to mainframes. I mean, with Stadia and everything running on someone else's server.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start using punch cards and programming in assembly again?
Yeah, or we're going to go to this alternative future where you can buy digital clothes.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. There's a picture on here. Yeesh.
They only cost.
I don't like it.
Which one?
The bunny picture.
Oh,
that's scary.
That's so hot right now.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That is really creepy.
It's taking... Oh, man, you know what this is? This is all Apple's fault. They made the emojis. The Animojis. This is just the next step for that. They got their credit card ready so that you can max it out buying some digital Apple clothes for
Not even Apple clothes, though.
Well, they will be.
No, I don't know that Apple will do that.
You don't know.
They might bundle it with the new purchase of a phone, but I don't think they'd actually, sell it.
The Animojis is the next step, man. Hey. You want to have them decked out in Air Jordans, you got to pay.
So they can either be printed after they put the digital clothes on you and you can post it to your Instagram page, and that photo only costs $9,500 for that digital photo of you in those really those clothes that don't exist yet, and then you turn around and you can buy those clothes because they make them right there.
That is ridiculous,
and that's another price tag.
The only part of that I liked was that you could try on digital clothes.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like IKEA. You know how they have, how does this couch look in my house? How does this shirt look on my chest? Like, that could be cool.
Well, hopefully it's better than Amazon's.
Yeah, but, I don't...
Amazon's.
Amazon has that app where you can, built in their app, where you're like, oh, how's this couch look in this corner?
Oh, also, IKEA did the same thing, too. It worked okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I think stuff like augmented reality for that kind of stuff is cool, but at the same time, augmented reality for clothes could get really weird.
Well, yeah, especially at, $9,500 a pop.
Where are you getting this number? That's a lot of money.
A digital dress was sold for $9,500 at a blockchain event called Ethereal Summit in New York in May.
That was an art thing, though. I've also heard about a digital flower painting being sold, and it was encrypted onto the blockchain. The funny part about that is the blockchain is public, so everyone has access to
it. Yeah, so,
that's part of the art portion,
speaking
though.
Speaking of art, there was literally a banana duct taped to a wall, and that sold for...
$100,000 or
no,
something?
No, it was $120,000.
Yeah.
And I think somebody walked up later and just ate the banana.
No, the guy who bought it
ate
the banana, and he called it...
Performance art.
No, okay, called it performance art. We called it man-eating banana.
That's beautiful.
And then the banana was replaced by another banana.
It's so ridiculous that he has that much money. Maybe he's the one who made the banana.
Was it
art.
For a good cause or anything, or just?
I would hope it's for charity, because otherwise,
for charity, I get it. That's fine. Kind of weird, but I get it.
What if the clothes don't fit? Like
no, that's
the
AR clothes.
No,
so
they are made to your body. So you provide them a photo. They bring back they edit it. They put the clothes on your picture. And they're like, this is what they'd look like on you. You go, yes, I want those. And they can print them to your perfect specifications. And that's the thing is that with so many photos and everything, you can get people's measurements without actually having to physically see them.
Oh, man, I was imagining this just as, you buy some clothes for, an avatar. And then I was like, this gets weird, though, if it's, you can buy clothes for yourself. Because then if we get to the point where we've got AR headsets, it's like, oh, Anthony's wearing a Walmart shirt. And then it's like... In real life, Anthony could be, naked. That's where it gets weird for me.
And this is also where you can start reducing the amount of excess clothes, because clothes are made at such a large amount that they're just being thrown away.
Oh, man. So that's kind of cool. So that way you just wear like a really, really comfortable jumpsuit, and then everyone else can see your AR.
That's another option, too.
Your AR whatever. And then you're just comfy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't have to worry about work clothes or business casual. You just show up in your comfy jumpsuit, and everyone's AR goggles make you look like you're in a suit.
So those are more additional things that have come out of this, too.
I like that.
That's
plan.
And that's very and futuristic, but yeah.
30 pounds.
30 pounds? For
is
what?
For the coat.
Oh,
is that the pound symbol?
Monetary money, yes. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what equivalent that is in dollars. I guess we can find that out,
it's
though.
Like 35 to 40. If it's pounds. Is that a pound?
Yes.
That's not the euro?
Look it up.
Oh, wow.
You're the one in front of the computer. You're the one with the new iPad.
Yeah, you're also the one in front of a computer.
I got
also, mine makes noises when I type on it because I haven't turned that off yet.
Ugh. This is ridiculous, and I really hope that it just get like this industry just gets wrecked by like Instagram or Snapchat making filters that they just give away of these designer
don't
fake
worry.
Clothes.
The Chinese will just use TikTok, and it'll be that much cooler.
That way you can be dressed in time with music.
Yes. So, and then there's 3D printing.
Something's playing music.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
There's 3D printing shoes. Nike's trying to do that. Or not Nike.
So 3D printed shoes are actually a very cool plan because there's a lot of like waste with molds and stuff. But if it's 3D printed, they have a few different ways that they can do it. They could either use additive printing or they could use some of the ones that use the resins and cure. And there's a lot of advancements in material sciences that make those curing resins have crazy properties. And so you can print structures that you wouldn't be able to do with a mold. You can have lots of like internal enclosed chambers, air pockets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they can give you very springy, crazy concept shoes. And they can print them in whatever size. So they could be like perfectly conformally fitted to your feet.
That's a euro, by the way.
Okay, it's 30 euro. Fine.
So, like, $50.
Either way, it's more than the American dollars.
By quite a bit. Yeah, I like the idea of the shoes, though. I've also heard of 3D printing being used for, like, car parts, so they don't have to have, like, a huge warehouse full of them. Mm-hmm. They can just print them on demand. So you need a door handle, they print you a door handle, and it's production quality at this point.
And it's less waste.
So at this time, 30 euros is 33.42 US dollars.
Oh, that's actually really not bad. The
it
euro
used to be
doing
way
horrible.
Better.
Yeah, it used to be like $1.50 or
English
$1.60.
Pound also used to be way better too. Like it used to be twice the amount. But
yeah. So yeah. So you have these shoes though printed.
That shoe looks weird.
Because that's the pieces.
I kind of like it. Oh, well, that's the pieces that go together.
Yeah.
Dang it! I thought it was just like you were floating.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Not floating, but like. The back
big,
part was
big
floating.
Big flippy floppy wedge.
So no, that, not doesn't have to be flippy floppy.
Man, if you get a rock in there,
it just looks flippy floppy.
Yeah, that would suck. But these could be printed exactly to your arch, to your.
Oh else. Man, I'd be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a terrible time finding shoes because of that.
It's only $198.
If it's good and actually like holds up, it'd be worth it. Really,
it really is. Honestly, a good pair of shoes that.
I pay about that for a good pair of running shoes, so.
I haven't paid that much for running shoes.
No, I haven't either. I can usually get by. I
paid that much for dress shoes, and they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the same boat.
It's hard to find the right shoes, especially if you have wide feet like
yes.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Man, so do they send you like a gel to like put your feet in, and then you like mail it back to them, and they have like a form of your feet?
Mapping the foot.
Oh, so it's an app. Genius.
They have an app for that.
This is the best use of, like, the 3D mapping that phones can do nowadays. Oh, man. And then if they have, like, a store near you, they could totally just print you shoes in the store. This is the future.
Yep. Only uses 10,000 points of data for your foot.
Like, that's a lot of points.
It sounds like a lot, but, like, at the same time, it doesn't, but... It's going to make you a comfy, comfy shoe.
I'm also wondering if you have local places that can get your movement. Like we have it here, and there's a lot of places around the world actually that you walk on a treadmill and they get exactly how you step.
I'd be self-conscious when I did that, so I probably would step weird.
Well, the idea is they start moving up, speeding up the treadmill, and you just start.
Yeah, so they put a camera there, and then they have you walk on a treadmill, and they don't really talk to you, and they just kind of leave you alone for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they'll speed it up a little bit, and then they'll just review it, and they'll see what your gait is, and if you're doing anything weird, like stepping in or stepping out or rolling your ankles.
Going with that, I bet if that was to be brought in with it, makes it even better.
It takes the whole like thing at Walmart where it's like stand on this and it tells you like what inserts to buy to a whole new level.
Yeah,
this is like, hey, these shoes are literally just for your feet.
Or you could buy the insoles for $50.
That's really cool.
Complimentary 3D printed insoles with the purchase of shoes. Oh, okay. The insoles are a $50 value, so I guess you could buy them for $50 then.
It's not the whole shoe. They're 3D printing the insole.
Oh, no. So you buy a $200 shoe and you get a $50 insole for your other shoes, because obviously they're not as good anymore. Okay. That's the end of the article.
I know. I was trying to figure out what... There's an article of a cat with a phone. I'm trying to figure out what it's for. You can click it, I guess.
Cats on the internet.
It's going to be one of those horrible, like, click...
it doesn't look like clickbait.
20 cat
I don't
facts.
Click on
know.
Things at the bottom of websites.
That's how you get viruses.
I agree most of the time. But
no,
on this
also,
one.
The two companies that were majorly competing against each other for this, one of them finally bought the other one. So they're even worse now.
So now there's no competition, and they're just bad.
Yeah.
I hate the clickbaity things, and it's like, hey, click here for 20 things you didn't know about celebrities. Look at this guy's face. And you're like, who is that? And you click on it, and then there's like one per page, and there's 80 ads per page. Like, as soon as I realize that I'm on one of those sites, I'm like, I'm out.
Yep. You wouldn't believe what these people look like yesterday when you saw them.
Right?
We should probably finish up.
Famous last words?
Go ahead.
If you drop your phone in your Fruit Loops, is it a cyber soup?
It's your last podcast. You have to have famous last words.
I have to have famous last words?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that I have been able to be a part of this podcast, so... I hope you listeners enjoy, talking live with us next week, but I will not be here. So have a good time, and hopefully I'll be back at some point.
I'm making you. I don't care how bad your joke is about cleaning spears and
you
washing them.
I was trying to think of something about the stupid cyber stuff that you guys keep going on about, but I can't think of anything.
Cyber soups. The cyber cereals wasn't good enough.
No, he said cyber soup.
But I'm going cyber cereal now.
Okay, it was cereal, not cyber cereal.
Hey, we have cyber trucks. Why can't we have cyber soup?
No cyber soup.